Do you have a relationship where you need to hit the reset button? What does that even look like? Hey, I'm Dylan, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's word in your life. When was the last time you had to admit that you hurt one of your friends and you have to ask for forgiveness, hitting the reset button? Was that easy to do? Or is that something you still have to do and you're afraid to do it? Figuring out how to heal a broken relationship is hard. But if you follow Jesus, you don't have to do it alone. That's what we're talking about in today's Devo, Back to the Beginning by A.W. Smith. Have you ever worked on a complex math problem only to realize you made a mistake partway through? By the time you get to the end, there's no fixing it. All you can do is start over from the beginning. The same can be true in our relationships with other people. Sometimes we realize that a problem has been building and building in our relationship with a friend or family member, and the only way to fix it is to go back to the beginning of the problem. Often, this means we'll have to admit where we did something wrong and apologize. This can be difficult to do, but God is eager to help us. He invites us to admit our sins to Him, remembering that He forgives us and He helps bring us into right relationship with others. How does God help us in our relationships? Well, through Jesus' death and resurrection, God made the way to bring us into a right relationship with Himself. He forgave our sins, giving us His righteousness and restoring us to friendship with God. And if Jesus restored that relationship, He can help restore our friendships too. Because of His forgiveness, we can admit the things that we've done wrong, and we can also forgive others for the ways they've wronged us. So when we get into a fight with someone, we can think back to the beginning. We can ask ourselves where we said or did unkind things, and we can ask Jesus to show us how we caused hurt. We can confess our sins to Jesus and rest in His sure forgiveness. And we can also pray for the other person and ask Him to heal the hurts we've caused each other. Then we can go to that person and talk it over. It can be tempting to carry a grudge, but when we rely on Jesus, the ultimate restorer of relationships, we can admit our mistakes and our sins, we can experience forgiveness, and our friendships can be restored. All right, let's think about this for a second. How can knowing that Jesus restored our relationship with God help us lean on Him to restore our other relationships? Is there a relationship you're struggling with? Consider spending some time in prayer, asking Jesus to help you see where you caused hurt, and asking Him for forgiveness and healing in that relationship. Remember, forgiving someone doesn't always mean being in close relationship with them. And full restoration may only come when Jesus returns. If your situation involves a deep hurt, who is a trusted adult in your life who could help you set up loving boundaries? Now, as you and I can read in 2 Timothy 2:24, and the Lord's servant must not be quarrelsome, but must be kind to everyone, not resentful. And dig deeper in your Bible for more. In Romans 12:16-21, Ephesians 4:31-32, and 2 Timothy 2:22 through 26 to keep God's word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource from Keys for Kids Ministries. And don't forget about the Unlocked app. It has all of our daily devos in audio and written format, and it's perfect when you're busy with life. It's got some other features too, like taking notes and finding stories based on specific Bible verses. Search for Unlocked Teen Devotional in your app store. And come back for tomorrow's devotion with Natalie to see how Jesus is the friend that will never ignore you, exclude you, or abandon you. But until then, I'm Dylan, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.